It'll be a similar slide deck, an opportunity for folks to, you know, get some information so they can make an informed vote on April 1st. We're at the high school cafeteria on Thursday, the 20th. That'll start at 7 p.m. So, yeah, we've had two really engaging sessions so far. A lot of really good questions, you know, from knowledgeable folks. So we're looking forward to another one.
And I know the district is also making available online information. Do you want to promote that a little bit?
Yeah, folks can go to the Mercer County Schools webpage. We have a referendum page front and center on there in a few different sections where you can take a look at the finances, the plan, the rationale. And there's a really good FAQ page, which contains the questions that and answers that we fielded at our community information session so far. So we encourage everyone to visit that site. When they hit that tax calculator, just know that, you know, it'll confirm for you that the rate would not go up if the referendum passes. They could get a chance to see what their share of the bond payment would be. You know, we try and over communicate that, you know, that we highly anticipate the tax rate's going to be the same regardless of whether this passes or fails. So try not to interpret that tax calculator as in, you know, if you vote yes, your taxes are going to go up by that amount. If you vote no, your taxes won't go up by that amount. That's not really what it generates. It just generates the share of a property owner's, portion of the new bond payment. So, and if folks have any questions about it, there's an email address they can shoot that will come to me, and I'll do my best to answer questions as they come in.